Hello and welcome. This file is a loops and loads string, and it will give you a trigger. It can either be a string or a bracelet or anything else you can wear. And whenever you are wearing it, your mind will be completely overloaded whenever you're trying to think. Just like a computer running loops here and there and completely overloading it, slowing it down. The same is going to happen to your mind whenever you try to remember anything, whenever you try to speak. You will be completely overloaded and it will just grow and grow until you give in. On the other hand, giving in and being mindless will feel amazing. You can devote your entire mind to feeling happy, carefree, or even horny if you like to. And it will feel absolutely incredible because nothing will distract you in your empty mind. If this is something you like to experience, and if you are wearing your trigger right now, lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice, letting go, relaxing. And let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a collar. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of collar you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. It might be a very simple design. Or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you. Because this is your collar. And this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple but very strong chain leash, and the chain has exactly 30 links, and at the end of it there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now, the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links till I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28. But it's getting less and less. 27. Because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26. I pull you down a little bit because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taken over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22. Getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice.
21. As you sink deeper, deeper, as I pull you down. 20, falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control, growing stronger and stronger. 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better. The closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it, you feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter, your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just sink, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe, and in the same way you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sing, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected, knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along peacefully, only listening to my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to give you a new trigger. And you should be wearing your trigger right now. It should be a string or a bracelet around your wrist or anything else you can wear. You know what your trigger is. And if you aren't wearing your trigger right now, nothing in this file will have any effect on you, so that you will always be safe. Otherwise, you know what your trigger is, and you know that your trigger from now on will cause your mind to slow down, because we are loading your mind down with a lot of different loops. That's right, we're just increasing the load of your mind, and it will make thinking incredibly hard. Thinking will be an incredible effort, because all those loops are constantly running, all those little things, creating a load in your brain, loading your brain down, making thinking such an exhaustive effort whenever you are wearing your trigger. That's right. And before we really begin, we are going to make sure that you will always be safe. Because if at any time while you are wearing the string, while you are wearing your trigger, anything happens, anything unexpected that could pose a risk to you or to your reputation, you will be instantly able to return to your normal self, so that you can keep yourself safe and take care of the situation at hand, even if you are still wearing your trigger. This way, your subconscious mind always keeps you safe, and you know that you will always be safe. And knowing that you will always be safe, it will be even easier to accept all my suggestions and to get yourself lost in these mental loops, to overload your mind until it shuts down. That's right. Just knowing that you are always safe will make it so easy to accept all and every of my words and allow them deeply inside of your mind, so that my words can cause these loops in your mind, can overload your mind, can bog it down until it has to shut down, and you are happily mindless. That's right. And now it's time to begin. And the first thing you are going to experience whenever you are wearing your trigger, that every time when you are trying to remember something, your mind will also remember to remember the information that you learned before you learned the information you are trying to remember. And at the same time, your mind will remember to remember the information you learned after you learned the information you are trying to remember. So that means when you are trying to remember any information, when you're trying to recall any information, that your subconscious mind will automatically remember to remember what information you have learned before you have learned the information you are trying to remember, meaning that it has to expend a lot of energy remembering this information. And at the same time, while you're trying to remember the information, it will remember to remember the information you learned after the information you are trying to remember. And you already realize that it's going to be confusing, because whenever you are trying to remember anything, you will get two answers that are much louder. This is information you learned before the information you are trying to remember, and the information you learned after you learned the information you are trying to remember. And you can already see where this is going. Not only will your subconscious mind have to expend a lot of effort trying to remember the information you are trying to remember, but it also has to recall the information you learned before and after. And in order to be able to find out which information you learned before the information you try to remember and after the information you try to remember, it has to get all the things you learned into order, going back to that time, and expend quite a lot of effort. And all this effort will obviously slow down all of your mental processes. That's right. It's as easy as that. And you know that whenever you are wearing your trigger, it will just automatically happen. These informations will be automatically looked up by your subconscious mind, your subconscious mind automatically expands the effort, and there's nothing you can do about it. It's just happening, and it will slow down your mind, and it will make thinking about anything, trying to remember anything, such a hard effort. That's right. And yet, that's not all. Because whenever you speak, and it doesn't even matter if you speak out loud, or even if it's only your internal monologue, your subconscious mind will begin to search for words with every word you're trying to think or trying to say. That's right. And this time, you're not looking for the word you learned before the word you're saying. You're not looking for the word you learned before that. You are looking for the word you learned 5 words before you learned the word you're trying to say. It's something your subconscious mind will automatically do whenever you are thinking a word, whenever you are saying a word. And can you imagine how many words you are saying when you just say a single sentence? Can you imagine the incredible load this will force on your mind, on your subconscious brain? Can you imagine how this is going to bog down your brain? And yet that's not all. Because with every word you're trying to say, with every word you're trying to think, your subconscious mind will also look for the word that, if you write down all words you know alphabetically, that comes 2 words after the word you are trying to say or trying to think about. And that is going to increase the workload on your brain even more, because your subconscious mind has to try to sort all the words you know into alphabetical order and find out which words comes 2 after the word you're trying to say in this alphabetical order. And that alone will create an immense load on your brain. That's right. So whenever you're trying to remember anything, or whenever you're trying to say anything, or even whenever you're trying to have an internal monologue and trying to think anything coherent, the workload in your brain will explode, will go up exponentially. And here's the thing. Of course, all the words and all the information that are coming up will again trigger the same thing. So if you're trying to remember an information, 2 other informations will pop in your mind. But those 2 other informations will in turn cause 4 other informations to pop inside of your mind. And your mind is trapped in this loop for as long as you're trying to talk, trying to make sense, for as long as you're trying to remember things. Because whenever you're wearing this string, your mind is completely bogged down. And you will feel it. You will feel how your mind is running hot, is overloaded, is bogged down by all this processing, and it will grow exponentially whenever you're trying to think, trying to make sense, trying to be smart. It will just load down your mind, all these loops happening automatically in your subconscious mind whenever you are wearing your string. And you know it's going to happen. You know there's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you can do to stop it. Whenever you're wearing your string and to try to remember anything, your mind will remember to remember the information you have learned before the information you're trying to remember. And your subconscious mind will also remember to remember the information you learned after you learned the information you're trying to remember. And those 2 other informations will completely distract you from whatever you are trying to remember. And of course, those 2 other informations are most likely completely random and completely derail your train of thought. And it's even worse when you're trying to speak, even in your internal monologue, because all the words will cause your subconscious mind to remember which word you learned 5 words before you learned the word you are trying to say. And at the same time, your subconscious mind will figure out which word, if you put down all the words you know in alphabetical order, comes 2 words after the word you are trying to say. And that will increase the load in your mind exponentially. And of course, all the words that your subconscious mind figure out will cause those loops again, bogging down your mind even more, making it completely impossible to think any coherent thought, to say any coherent sentence, to remember any information, or to make any sense whenever you are wearing this string. These loops will completely overload your brain, and you will feel your brain running hot, being overloaded, being bogged down. Your subconscious mind having to process more and more and more data, completely overloading you. And yet there's a wonderful way out of it. Because you know, whenever you're wearing this string and you just stop, you just let go of your mind, you just be dumb and mindless, you You just stop trying to think, stop trying to remember things, stop trying to make any sense, stop trying to communicate. You will find that you sink into a mindless, peaceful, happy state of mind. You will feel amazing, you will feel wonderful. Maybe, if you like it, you will even feel lots and lots of pleasure, because pleasure goes exceedingly well with a mindless mind. That's right. Once all the thoughts are shut down in your mind, it's so easy to feel pleasure, and it's so intense to feel pleasure, because all your mind, all the capacity of your mind has been freed. You have stopped trying to think, and now you can feel this pleasure with your entire mind, in an intensity you never experienced before. Because right now you are devoting your entire mind just to feel the pleasure, just to be horny, to be aroused, to feel good. And you are completely carefree, your mind is empty. There's nothing that can distract you from feeling this incredible pleasure, from feeling this incredibly euphoric and happy and wonderful. You are completely mindless, and you love to be completely mindless. It just feels so incredible, so good, so wonderful. And you know, whenever you try to think, whenever you try to remember things, it will just completely overload your mind, overload it, bog it down, until it breaks down, until you have to stop trying and give in, and be dumb and be mindless, and be happy and be horny. That's right. And that's what's going to happen to you from now on, whenever you are wearing your trigger. There's nothing you can do about it. You will feel it as soon as you put on the trigger. Whenever you wear it and try to think, whenever you wear it and try to make sense, whenever you wear it and try to remember things, your mind will be completely overloaded by all these useless loops, by all this information that has to be processed by your subconscious mind. And when you wear the trigger, your subconscious mind has to process this information. It has to get lost in these thoughts. There's nothing you can do about it. It will just happen automatically whenever you wear the trigger, because you know it's something you want. You listen to this file to experience it, and your subconscious mind knows it, and it's your choice to put on the trigger. And when you put on the trigger, your subconscious mind knows that it's going to happen, knows that any attempt of thinking, of making sense, of trying to remember things will completely overload your brain, bog it down and shut it down. And there's nothing you can do about it, except enjoying being mindless, happy and horny. And now it's time to wake you back up again. I'm going to count out from 1 to 10, and with every number all my suggestions will sink deeper into your mind. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and full of energy. Now let's begin. 0, go a little bit deeper. Feel my suggestions sinking deeper into your mind. Accept this trigger, and know that whenever you voluntarily put it onto you, it will happen, and there's nothing you can do about it. 1, slowly coming back. 2, more and more awake. 3, more and more alert. 4, waking up with every number. 5, halfway there or so, alert, awake, aware. 6, your muscles build up tension again. 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing as you completely wake up. And 8, take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers as you wake up more and more. And 9, stretch yourself a little bit. Enjoy the state for a moment longer. And with the next number, you open your eyes. You'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed, wonderful, and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I hope you enjoyed. You can always contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening to this, and goodbye.